Let's go to Papageno and talk. It's just, and you know, the one song will stay there until another song replaces it. It's almost like your brain's in jukebox.
Yeah, all the time. That happens to me all the time.
And the song that today, that started last night, is a Frank Sinatra's Strangers in the Night.
Strangers in the Night.
Yeah.
songs that I do like by him, but I was never, ever a Sinatra fan. And a lot of people look at me and say, "You have to be kidding." No, I'm not kidding.
I was a Sinatra fan in his later years. I think he did some unbelievable, like New York, New York. What's the song where he reviews his life? It was a very good year. I mean, I loved his later year songs. I think he was. I think they were great. New York, and also the one with the kids that he did, which was it for me. Yeah, so there's some Sinatra. So I wasn't a huge Sinatra fan, but he was a friend of my father's, so we had to act like we were a Sinatra fan.
Oh, okay.
You know, we're going to get to the weather in a minute. When I was a kid, we used to go with my father when he performed. And we used to sit and watch TV. We used to watch a lot of variety shows. Andy Williams, the singer, used to come on Ed Sullivan all the time. And my grandmother would always say, while we're sitting there, "His head's too big for his body." I don't know if you ever noticed that about Andy Williams, but it did appear that he had a pasted-on head that was bigger than his body. Mm. So anyways, with my father at the Concord Hotel, guy in Michigan Lake, New York, and who do we meet?
Andy Williams.
I tag on my father's pant leg on his tuxedo, and I said, "Grandpa."
Did you say?
Yeah. And my father made up something. But at least I didn't say, "Grandma's right, Steve Lawrence's head is too big for his body."
Yeah. Wasn't Eddie Williams responsible for actually getting the Osmond brothers into show business?
I think so. I think so. And we should all be mad at him for that. But we can't hold it against him.
Donnie and Marie are doing just well out there in Vegas.
Well, hey, there's nothing wrong with those people that... What's that? There's Vegas, and what's that other spot that has a lot of people to go performing, but it's not... It's in... What is it? In Pennsylvania or something?
Really?
Everybody has theaters in Brandon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but anyways. But the other song I was talking about, see if you remember the song before we get to the weather, okay? All right, see if you remember this song and the remake of it, because I love this song.
Ooga chaka, ooga, ooga.
Yeah, Blue Swede did it over, and I loved the way they did it over.
I can't stop this feeling. And then it was done. I guess it was, I don't know, the 70s. Was in the 70s that they put the,
But I always loved that song. But Blue Swede, I love. And now, have you watched commercials and things on TV and movies? Are all playing songs from the 70s and 80s?
Yeah.
All playing songs from the 70s and 80s. Well, anyway. So let's get the weather, Pat. Pat, the National Weather Service, from the thunderstorms, not last night, but two nights ago.
Mm-hmm.
In Massachusetts, a man was killed. A tree fell on his truck. They reported, the National Weather Service, in that microburst, wind gusts of 70 miles an hour.
Mm.
70 miles an hour in that microburst from two nights ago in Massachusetts. Oh. And last night, once again, we had, at my house, thunderstorms and some pretty heavy rain.
So. Yeah, and now, today, if you get anything at all, it is going to be extremely spotty. Just some roads, 80 to 85, partly cloudy tonight, 60 to 65. sunny Friday, sunny middle lady Sunday, partly cloudy, more humid, maybe a late day thunderstorm Sunday, middle 80s, and about the same on Monday. So,
well, that's good because right now, from actually yesterday on, we have events that are going on all over the place. Yesterday, we had the concerts in Great Barrington and Sharon. Today, we have the Sunset Music Series concert this evening in North Canaan. We have the Kent concert, which goes on in Kent, Connecticut at the Land Trust Fields. Railroad Days started yesterday in North Canaan, and that runs through Sunday. Events every day. The carnival is in Canaan. That runs through Saturday. Fireman's Parade, I do believe, is Saturday evening in Canaan as well. We also have in Hillsdale, New York, a children's concert, a live music concert. And we also have a crescendo with a concert coming up on Sunday. And then on Saturday as well, an open house at the Gear Lodge and also at Ralph Venturello's Pond. Is the Kids Free Fishing Derby. They have that every year where kids can fish, catch fish. They can have hot dogs, soda, and stuff like that. That is Saturday morning at 10. So, I mean, we have a lot of things going on in between now and Sunday.
Wow. That is a lot. And, well, I guess you got to get them in when the weather's good.
And at Lime Rock Park, one of the bigger racing weekends of the year, the IMSA Series, is at Lime Rock Park to boot on top of all of that. So, I mean, so we got lots of things to do, and it looks like we're going to have actually probably pretty decent summer weather, right?
I think it's going to cooperate, yeah. I really do. So, you know, you have outdoor plans. You just go ahead with them at this point. I do not see that being a problem. Do not see it at all.
Yeah, no. You know, it's very rare that you're going to get a stretch of Wednesday, Thursday. Yeah, we did have thunderstorms last night late, and the night before we had some areas had thunderstorms, not all. But other than that, I mean, you've got Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You got 5 days of events, and so far nothing's gotten canceled or moved, and it looks like we're going to get through the whole 5 days.
Yeah, it's very possible. So, you know, that's good. When you think about it, I mean, Marshall, look at the calendar. It's mid-July.
Yeah.
Mid-July already. I walked into the supermarket yesterday just to pick up a few things. And when you walk in to the right, is there a seasonal corner? Take a guess.
They've got stuff out let's see here.
Come on.
Thanksgiving.
No. I would pass out if that was the case. Back to school.
Back to school, yeah.
Back to school supplies all over the place.
Well, here, back to school does start the last week of July.
Oh, yeah. It doesn't down here. Okay. Not down here. Down here, it doesn't start till Labor Day. You know, right after the Labor Day weekend. Why do they start so early up there? Because it's cooler?
I don't know. It's right at the end of July, but they still started. I think they started so they can take the weekend off. You know what I mean?
Oh, I got you. Okay. Yeah. And she just makes me laugh, my sister. She came up with an idea to make small little beds for the pets.
Yeah.
And they took her up on it. So, in addition to, you know, of course, being with the kids, she's also making pet beds in camp. And she said, I had no idea they would ever take me up on it. She says, but they have, she said, and that's what I'm doing. I said, well, okay. You know, it's extra money for her.
Yeah.
Why keep pet beds?
Yeah, so that's smart. Yeah. I think that's kind of smart.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah, exactly. So, in the meantime, that's it. Everything else is quiet.
Now, when do you leave for vacation again?
I'm back into the car Monday and driving south to Delaware.
And we've got your replacement all picked out for the week, right?
Oh.
You going to do lives or not?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. All right.
Yep. going to do lives. He's all ready. I said to him, I'm looking so forward to it. He said, I haven't done radio in over 6 months. He said, so I'm looking very forward to it. I said, great. So, and he is a very personable guy. Marshall, so you'll have a good time with him. He's mm-hmm. very personable, very, very easy to get along with. I like him. I do like him a lot. I even forget who the guy was before him, but remember, we had a little problem with him. I can't even remember his name, so that goes to show you. only goes to show you, yeah, exactly.
Now, when do you come back? You leave on Monday, and when do you come back?
I come back the following weekend.
Will you
which
be,
is the weekend of the 23rd.
Will you be back?
I'll be on the 20th. Yeah, I'll be here the 25th.
Okay.
Yep.
And you're going to Delaware, right?
I'm going to Delaware, and I have a client down there. Has a couple of radio stations, and I've been working with them for over 30 years. So looking forward to seeing them. They're still the same people. And looking forward to seeing him. I haven't seen Bill, I guess, in 18 years.
Okay, you going to go to the shore?
We'll have a bed and breakfast at the shore. But I'll pass by the radio station on the way down, stop there, and then another half hour away, that's where the bed and breakfast is. So, and they have their own pool and dog run. So I'm sure we'll have a good time.
All right. Going to the movies and stuff while you're on vacation?
No.
So it's just total relax time.
That's it. I'll bring my little, I can't even remember the name of the game, with the dice that you shake up and try to make words.
Yeah. Scrabble.
Not Scrabble, something else, but I'll let you know what the name is. I'll go get it.
All right. Well, we'll check with you again tomorrow, Pat.
All right. Sounds good, Marshall.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano in the Weather Center this morning with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio and the Robin Hood Radio Network.